Greetings, boys and girls, ladies and gents, trans, cisgenders, however you identify as yourself. How's it going? I am dying of humility over here. I hope none of you ever have to endure what is the disgustingness of Florida's humidity and partially their sun, but it's really like the old man likes to say, it's not the heat that gets you, it's the humidity. But I digress. Hope everybody's okay. Hope you guys are keeping safe with all this Palestinian, Israeli, and bullshit. I say fuck both countries, but this isn't a podcast episode about that, because I'd rather not get angry. But you guys knowing me, I probably will get annoyed about what I'm talking about. But today, I want to talk about why is it such a problem in sports when the underdog wins? Now, don't get me wrong, the feel-good story of David versus Goliath, that's always going to happen. You're always going to have that one moment where it's like, bro, did you see LeBron James lose to Cole Anthony and the Orlando Magic? It will never happen, but, you know. Those moments are really beautiful. They tell a nice story, good for history. Love all that. Now, the problem with this becomes where if David is constantly beating Goliath. Why am I bringing this up, Johnny? What the fuck are you talking about? You normally talk about introspection, feelings, all that good jazz. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm glad nobody asked. I asked myself, but I bring this up because this year's playoffs in baseball has been very cringeworthy to experience online on social media. And what I mean by that is that people all over the world, sports writers, professionals, sports bettors, whoever, for the most part, they're crying because the Dodgers, oh my God, the Braves, oh my God, the Orioles, oh my God, and even the Brewers to some capacity, all those teams are no longer in the playoffs. They got eliminated, which sucks, you know, because in my personal opinion, I had the Brewers going a bit deep. This year, I thought they had good momentum going into the playoffs overall, but you know, I was wrong. Point is, all the really juggernaut teams that you would expect, they are eliminated, which kind of sucks, you know, because that means you're not gonna see the Atlanta Braves lose. who am I kidding? I'm not a Braves hater, but it is really annoying how Braves fans want to act. Especially when it comes to being a Phillies fan. I'm not a Phillies fan, but seeing this whole playoff between the Phillies and Braves, it was one of the most annoying things I've ever saw in a very long time. Because it's not like they haven't played before. This year, it was just a little bit more of an annoyance, but whatever, I digress. So, back to the original point at hand. I don't like how David can't be celebrated. I hate how Goliath has to be criticized. And if you're paying attention to what I'm saying here, that makes sense. Because, sure, you deserve some criticism if you lose a game. If you lose a series, absolutely. You did something wrong. But, again, you're Goliath. So, yeah, you need to work on doing something better. But it should be more impressive that David took you the distance and actually won, came out on top. Because my pick of this playoffs, I have text messages and everything to prove it. If anybody wants to say I'm lying, I chose the Arizona Diamondbacks to be the sleeper pick of this year's playoffs. After they convincingly smacked the shit out of the Brewers in the wild card series, I told my brother, they are my sleeper pick. Do not be surprised if they get something going. Now, granted, the Dodgers pitching has been straight horrible. You know, Clayton Kershaw, oh my fucking God. Bobby Miller, Lance Lynn. it's like they were trying to have a record of who can give up the most runs in the first few innings, dog. It was horrible. But whatever, you know. They lost. Nobody wants to give props to the Diamondbacks, dog. I see all over Twitter, and not specifically for the Diamondbacks, but I see all over Twitter, oh, we need to seriously have a discussion about having a new playoff format because there's no way 3+100 teams got eliminated so fast, man. That's just, it's bad for baseball. It's bad for baseball. It's bad for me, too. It's like, bro, shut your fat ass, bitch ass, old ass up, my nigga. Like, I would have loved to seen the Orioles win. Hell to the fuck yeah, dog. Can't really say the same for like the Braves or the Dodgers. I guess it would have been whatever, but I would have loved to see the Orioles win, bro. Like, you know what I mean? But like, bro, to go like, and it's not just one person. This is why I'm kind of annoyed by it. And maybe that's their job because they got me somebody like me annoyed so I could talk about it. But bro, you are the underdog. You beat the fucking favorite. And on top of that, you have a chance to win a title. The teams that are in the playoffs right now, the Rangers, the Phillies, the Diamondbacks, and Astros. You got four more teams left. What I don't understand is those four teams are good. Just because they're not plus 100, that don't mean they're not. That's not amazing, bro. The Astros are the fucking Astros. The Rangers literally have the most all-stars in their team, I think, from the 1920 Yankees around that time. Don't quote me on the exact year, but dude, they're balling. Phillies, they're balling. They were right there about to get a title. They were balling. And the Diamondbacks, they're balling, bro. They had to beat the Brewers and the Dodgers to get here. So I do not know why it's so fucking hard to enjoy baseball, dog. Fucking old white men, fucking the Zachs of the world, the fucking Henrys, whoever the fuck they are. Sorry, don't even gotta be just white. But the Henrys, the Zachs, whoever the fuck it is in the world, they are ruining the sport as it is. Because even if it's just one tweet, for whatever reason, those bozos have thousands and thousands of followers. And I'm sure there are some people who just copy and paste what they read and put it into their mind. And that kind of sucks because, bro, baseball is an amazing sport. And now, granted, I was not predicting the Phillies and the Diamondbacks to go up against each other. Don't get me wrong. The Rangers and the Astros—that's a different story. You can make an argument to see how that could have happened. But at least for the Diamondbacks and the Phillies, I doubt nobody had that like prediction lined up. And that's great. Like the playoffs are supposed to be the time for shit to happen. Amazing shit to happen, surprises. Like I don't get why people want to act like little children when it comes to the playoffs. Oh man, no, the Braves are not playing the Braves are not playing the Diamondbacks, or the Braves are not playing the Dodgers, or the Phillies aren't playing the Dodgers, bro. What the fuck, man? It's like, well, just stop. Just stop. Just stop, please. Last thing I will say though, and I am making another podcast right after this one, specifically about the Israeli and Palestinian stuff. Last thing I'll say, man, is sports are amazing, if not one of the best ways to pass time. Granted, you could have your tinfoil hat on and say, sports are here to distract us, and maybe even so, dog. I will give that to you, but it's one hell of a distraction, I'll tell you that much. And it's time for the playoffs, and if people could stop fucking being a fucking tear jerker, I was gonna say something else, but whatever. I already cursed on here, so I don't think there's no point of censoring myself. If you want to be a cocksucker, man, and just swab off the top teams only, you just snitched on yourself as somebody who doesn't even like the sport. You just wanna be with the big fellas, which, ayo, if you, ayo, but. Whatever, man. Go Diamondbacks. They have my full on support. I picked them as my sleeper pick. I'm still gonna stick with them. I don't think they could beat the Phillies, realistically speaking, but their pitching has been good. The offense has been good. The defense has been really good, honestly. So, anything is possible, dog. Again, they beat the Brewers. They beat the Dodgers. No, not they didn't. They swept the Brewers. They swept the Dodgers. Let's be more clear here. They swept them. So. Yeah, right now, technically speaking, I believe that the Rangers, right? Yeah, the Rangers are undefeated too. So the only two undefeated teams right now are the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, which goes to fucking show you, dog. Like people, last point, man. Like Rangers, Diamondbacks undefeated. Astros and Phillies both have one loss in the playoffs so far. Only one, it's not horrible, but the only one. Isn't that a beautiful thing in your mind where the teams you expected to not do as well are overachieving. Well, the Rangers are not overachieving because the Rangers are a really good team. But in terms of what they are doing, like, ugh, whatever. Go watch some baseball. It's good for the mind. It's good for the soul. But most importantly, it's good for me when you actually care about baseball.